Hello and welcome to the Hotel by 25 podcast. My name is George Robinson. I'm the managing director and founder of Bradbury Robinson Limited. It's a marketing agency that focuses on digital services, but we're also doing a few interesting projects at the moment. But that's not relevant. What's the idea of this podcast? This podcast is about how I plan to buy a hotel by the time I turn 25 years old. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's ridiculous. That means that I've currently got about 6.5 years. But that's the thing. I love a challenge and I know that I'm going to achieve it. It's just a question of how long it takes. Now, this is the first thing that I want to talk about. Setting myself this target and actually naming the bloody podcast after what the target is puts pressure on myself, and that's exactly what I want. I know that if I name the podcast Hotel by 25, that ultimately I have publicly put it out there that if I don't achieve it by 25, then something's happened and I'm not happy about it. Something's gone wrong, or maybe, which we'll find out later on, as things change, I don't actually want the hotel anymore. But right now, that hotel is going to be mine, and it's going to be mine by 25 years old. Anyway, this podcast is going to be about doubt and external opinions. And this is only the case because I was online the other day on Instagram, and I rarely go on Instagram anymore, but I saw someone on there, and actually it wasn't anyone that I knew, it was just some randomer that was flexing this, showing off this car, and it was a Lamborghini. And what I realized having clicked on this person's page was that they didn't actually own the car. They were standing next to other people's cars and posting photos of them stood next to it, trying to give off the image to random people that these cars were theirs. And then it occurred to me that actually this isn't the first time I've seen this, and there are a lot of people that try to make themselves look great on social media by taking photos of cash that they have, cars, or just random crap that actually has nothing to do with them, they don't own, but because they want to show off in some form, right now, this is the easiest way for them. Basically, stand in front of someone else's house and pretend it's yours. And then I saw this thing online that said that according to relationship experts, the biggest marriage killer to date is unmet expectations. Now, I didn't quite understand what this meant until I read on. And it was telling me that people are now doubting their perfectly good relationships because they're looking for that Instagram marriage or that Instagram relationship that's argument-free on some beach in Barbados with someone that quite frankly looks like they belong on the front of a magazine. And this is the problem. There's so much doubt, and these people in these relationships that are splitting up because they are doubting that they are in a good relationship, even though most of the time they are. Our generation is told that you should get a degree at 18, a job at 21, should fall in love by 25, you should buy a house at 30, kids by 35, and retire by the time you're 60. My question is, why the hell do you need to do, first of all, why do you need to do all of them? Second of all, why would you need to do them in that order? There's no reasoning. The only reasoning that people can come up with is probably because their parents, that's the way their parents did it. Now, my view is some people might not want to sit down in one place. They might actually prefer to rent their entire life so that they have the freedom to just keep traveling. Some people might not ever have a job because they don't want a job. They want to do charity their entire life. Some people might not want to do a degree. So I don't understand, and this is the bit that I was trying to understand. Why do so many people in this country and all around the world put pressure on people that they know to fulfill these targets that actually they know themselves are bullshit, and the only reason why they would want someone to achieve it is so that they can be part of the brag afterwards that they did achieve it? And this is the thing. Anyone that doesn't do one of these things, at the moment they get laughed at, they get judged, and most people know it. The funny thing is that the people that are judging them or laughing at them are actually the people that didn't achieve it themselves. When most people hit these targets, they post about it on social media. They feel that social anxiety to tell everyone about it. When they don't achieve the targets, they stay silent. Now, this is what contributes ultimately to the problem. Everyone that's going through a good time is posting, and everyone that is going through a bad time isn't. So when the people that are going through a bad time are looking on social media, actually, they're seeing that everyone around them supposedly is living a perfect life. This is where I started to understand where the doubt comes in. And I'm not saying stop posting on social media when you achieve something good. What I'm saying is, why not be a bit more honest to others about how difficult it was to achieve? For example, if you've just bought a new house, why not be honest to people that for you to hit that mortgage and to get the mortgage that you wanted on that house, it actually took you 6 months of saving to raise the deposit. Or it took you 3 years of reduced holidays to be able to save up for it. This is the stuff that actually interests me, and this is the stuff that I would personally like to see on social media. If you're someone that doesn't hit one of these milestones we achieve, the thing to remember is just don't care, don't give a shit, I think is the answer. The amount of people I know that are rushing to go to university or going into employment because of the pressure from maybe parents, maybe friends, or maybe just the pressure from everyone is just unbelievable. The amount of adults that were surveyed that feel social pressure to retire early is ridiculous. When asked why, 80% of them said because that's what their friends also aspire to do and they want to retire together. Now, if you look at the people that are in the older generation that you know, and I'm looking at my grandparents, for example, how many of them actually stay in retirement with these friends? Because I can tell you that from the people that I know, not many do. And what I mean by that is not don't retire early, but retire when you feel like it and don't feel the pressure to do it when other people want you to. For example, if someone's enjoying their job that much and they know that they're going to get bored if they're at home alone, then why would you retire? Why wouldn't you carry on with your job or get a job which is reduced hours? For example, if you're currently travelling the world, working 7 days a week, why not cut back to 3? And you might find that actually doing 10 years of that is the perfect transition. My point is that people feel like they have to do a job either for the social pressure or the money, or just there's a variety of things. And what I've concluded this week is that the amount of friends that I have or people that I know of that have gone to university for the sake of going to university, they couldn't care less about the degree. And ultimately, they're there partly for the social life, but mainly because they're worried about judgment from other people. And well, they just want to get it over and done with. Pressure from other people ultimately creates poor life decisions. That's why in the last couple of years, I've completely lost interest in Facebook. I hardly ever go on it, apart from for work. I'm definitely not a regular user of Instagram. And I only use Snapchat and WhatsApp to message the people that I know. I personally am someone that is only interested in those that have succeeded when I know exactly what it took for them to get there. For example, if you've just bought a private jet and you post a photo about it on Instagram, I couldn't care less until I read something that tells me how you did it. Did you have to miss many weekends away with your family because you had to stay back and work? What were the mistakes that you made on the way? What did your friends think? What did they say at the start? What did they say now at the end? What was your family's point of view? Were they embarrassed? Did they doubt it? The context behind people's achievements is everything. In the 1980s, Tim Kasser set out to test a theory that if you lived your life for external motives like money and materialistic objects, as well as social status, you have a much higher chance of being unhappy and ill. Now, this isn't the same for everyone, For some people, they need money to be happy, and I understand that. However, for most, this isn't the case, and they are chasing money because of what their friends and family will think, particularly what people will think when they're rich. You have so many different theories of motivation in business, but in my opinion, there is one theory that is currently most relevant, the theory of internal motives and external motives. Internal would be if you play the piano for the love of learning and getting better. If someone gave you £10 million and said, do what you love, the answer would be, I'll play the piano. External motives would be if you play the piano for the money and a local bar and absolutely hate every minute of it, but do it anyway. My advice is focus as much as you can, obviously, on the internal motives, but actively think, what is the reason for me doing this? And that's what I've started doing. So, for example, a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to someone that I know about the possibility of me buying a car. And then I thought about it afterwards, and I realised that what is the actual point? Like, why would I buy a car? What is the need? And my answer to myself was, I already have a car. I don't need another car. And the only reason for me buying a car would be to show other people that, one, I'm happy with where I am, two, to show off a little bit, and three, it's ultimately the same as saying, you know, I have this amount of money. And it's complete bullshit. And so my thought to myself was, well, then you don't need a car. And to be honest, I don't think I'll buy a car till I buy the hotel. And then it will be a van. It's just one of those things where I think so many people are rushing to buy things to show off to the people that they know, and they don't actually think about, well, what could I spend the money on? For example, why would I drop 20 grand on a new car when we could drop 4 lots of 5 grand on incredible holidays for the family? That's the theory that my dad's had his entire life. And I have to say that that's probably one of the big things that I think I agree with him on. Why would you? My advice is, and it has been exactly what I've done, completely remove money from your life and every single materialistic item that you have in your life. Think about what you want. If you end up saying that the answer is something like a boat or a house or a car or a plane, ask yourself why. This time, be honest with yourself. Is it because that's what your friends will... It's about what your friends will think? Or how cool you'll look? Or is it because you love being on the water and a boat would be the best way for you to spend your time, in your opinion? Then, think about it a bit more. If it's the case that 55-foot yacht is what you think will make yourself happy, then fair enough. That's with some people, that is the case. But why do you want to buy a boat with 4 extra bedrooms and 2 helipads that you don't need? If you really wanted that fancy boat, why wouldn't you just buy a 1-bedroom boat if it's just you? Now, I know what you're thinking. Everyone is the same. And yes, they are, in terms of wanting to buy these materialistic things. Well, some are. I think that's what I've realised. When 22 studies were done about how the more materialistic you become, they worked out that actually the more upset and depressed you will be. Now, I'm not sure whether I completely believe this, but the one thing is for sure, having spoken to the people that I know that are a lot wealthier than other people, and that was that actually, lack of money caused unhappiness for them. But an abundance of money didn't create anything but problems. And that's what I realised. Once they hit their target, and then the money just sort of kept pouring in after that, it became an inconvenience. And not an inconvenience in a situation of they didn't know where to put it, but a lot of them say to me, George, the reason behind that problem was actually Now I don't know. What do I do with £500,000 when I've already bought that dream house that I wanted? I've got a fancy car that I didn't want anyway, but I know that people around me think is cool. And I'm living a retired life, basically buying what I want. And the answer is there isn't anything, is there? I mean, and I think that's the thing that I've come to realise. My question is really, why do people nowadays want more materialistic things than ever before? Because I can tell you that an older generation couple that live in the UK could not care less about what their possessions are. A perfect example is my grandparents. It doesn't matter to them what other people think, and it never really has. Then I thought about it. The differences between now and when they grew up in the war wasn't the war, but it was actually social media. The average person in the UK spends 4 hours a day on social media. This is giving them 4 hours a day of other people's opinions. A few years ago, researchers showed one group of children an ad with a toy. The second group didn't see anything. They then asked both groups the question, if you could choose to spend an afternoon with a nice boy who doesn't have the toy, or a nasty boy who has the toy, who would you choose? The group that hadn't seen the ad said the nice boy, and there was absolutely no question about it. The group that had seen this ad chose the nasty boy. One advert made them choose an inanimate piece of plastic instead of kindness. Now, I'm not sure whether this study was true or not. It could well be that the guy behind it, or whoever was behind it, was sort of exaggerating it and persuading them of certain things. But I do honestly believe that this could easily be true. Ultimately, people are sucked into the whole money thing. I mean, for example, I know they're children, but you tell me that you haven't tried to become better friends with someone because of the money that they have or the possessions they hold. We don't think about it, but we all do it, and ultimately it's wrong. Of the hours each day that most of us spend on social media, how much do you spend looking at those bullshit external motives from other people? Now, some of the people that are listening are probably thinking, I don't spend any time on social media, so this doesn't apply to me. But then I suggest you look at your friends. Are they motivating you in person with the wrong thing? Many of the people that you should follow or be friends with are probably too busy to be living their lives to be telling other people about it anyway. I just say that again because I wrote it down yesterday, and I think that for me is probably the biggest reason why I don't post on social media. And that was this. Many of the people that you should be following or friends with are probably too busy living their lives to be telling other people about it anyway. And if you think about it, it's true. Think about the people that you know, the people that you would class as the most successful, the people, if what you class as success is money, the people with the most money, if you class as success, the person with the biggest boat. Look at all of those people, and I guarantee the majority of them don't bother with posting, whether it's on social media or boasting about it to other people in person. And I'm not talking about the people that have a Rolex watch. I mean, congratulations. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people that are very wealthy, the people that have made it into the tens of millions bracket. If you think about them, I bet you'll find that the majority of the people you know do not post about it or talk about it very much in public. Because I can tell you that from the people that I know that are very wealthy, they definitely don't. So, what's my point? Has all of this just been waffle? No, it hasn't, but it has been a bit of a rant. And I'm afraid to say this is probably more of what's coming on this. My point is, most people are surrounding themselves with the wrong people in life and online. They are listening to the opinions that they shouldn't be. They are choosing to do the things they don't actually want to do, but want to do it because they feel like they're abiding by the rules and the judgments of those around them. Now, the title of this podcast is Hotel by 25. So right now you probably think I'm a hypocrite, because ultimately my aim is to buy quite a materialistic thing very quickly. But that's not it at all. I've always liked hotels, and that's exactly the reason for it. I'm not planning to flex the fact that I've bought a hotel on Instagram in 7 years' time, 6.5 years' time. And it's not because I want to be seen having done it. It's because it's something I've always wanted to do, and it's one of those things where you put in place as a target, and it's something that you just want to achieve. It's a challenge. It's not like I'm trying to buy a Ferrari red so that I can drive it around the neighborhood. I think what I've summarized from this for myself is stop listening to other people's opinions. I've spent the last at least 3 years of my life completely forgetting and ignoring, most of the time anyway, what the opinions of others are. And I'm not saying that to completely ignore the people that have good advice. There are so many people that have the best intentions for you at heart, but what you've got to realize is ultimately the people that will give you the best advice, from what I've understood, are actually the people with the least amount to gain. And I mean that as in, I've seen other people's parents where actually the parents are desperate for the kid to go to Oxford, not because they think that the kid would be good at medicine, but because they like the idea that as a mum, they can walk around all of their different social groups and boast about the fact that their kid went to Oxford. In my opinion, that's wrong, but it's the way the world works. My opinion is, as I've always said, people should get to know other people that have absolutely no personal motive behind what you do. That's what I've done with getting to know people like Tom and the other people around me that have helped me business-wise, but also in other aspects of my life. I think, to summarise, what I'd like to say is stop listening to other people's opinions. Start living your life. Start working out what you want to do. And ultimately, if you want to make 100 million by the time you die, and you want to do it purely for the challenge of doing it, then I honestly say good luck to you. And if you're happy earning £15,000 for the rest of your life and just want to have a healthy family, then I also respect you. But whatever it is, do it for yourself and do yourself a favour and just make sure that whatever you want to do, you're doing it because it's an internal motive. This has been the Hotel by 25 podcast. Thank you so much for listening to my rant this week. And it has been a rant, I appreciate, but it's one of those things where I sort of saw it early on in the week and I thought it was worth addressing. As ever, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to drop me an email, podcast@bradburyrobinson.co.uk. And I would genuinely really like to hear feedback, whatever you think. I'm going to be doing a few more interviews and then a few more of these as well. My plan is to post about once a week and we'll see how it goes. But before you send me that email, let's just check back one last thing. What I want you to do is to let me know on the email whether you think I'm right. Because I'm not going to be right all the time, and I'm well aware of that. But what I want to understand is, first of all, I noticed that when the podcast went out last time, it hit something like 8 different countries that where there was a listener, at least in every country. The podcast got, just now having looked, about 150 unique listens, which means 150 different people listened to the podcast. There's been quite a few subscriptions as well, people that have subscribed to the podcast, which is great. Thank you. And what I want to know on email this week is, am I right? Is it the same around the world? Is it something where actually people are aware of themselves doing it, but they do it because everyone else does it? And ultimately, how have you learnt to ignore what other people think? If you have, that is. I know some people actively don't ignore other people's points of view, and it's difficult for them to stop. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Have a lovely day, evening, morning, whatever time of day that you're listening to this in. And I'm already looking forward to the next one. Anyway, thank you so much. Have a lovely week. And I will see you in a solid 7 days. Cheers.